It will have been 50 years since the assassination of Robert Kennedy on June the 6th. And on the 25th anniversary, there was a collection of RFK's most famous speeches that was published to tremendous acclaim. Now the 50th anniversary has come out, and similar acclaim is anticipated. RFK, his words for our times. Kind of need a little leadership right now, and we've needed it for a while. Rick Allen is the author, and he joins me on the line. Rick, nice to have you with us here in Newport.
Great to be with you, Bruce.
Great, great pleasure. Hard to believe it's been 50 years.
It's an amazingly long time, and I think equally remarkable is that the period 50 years ago, 1968, pivotal year, the issues present then and the relevance of Kennedy's words and leadership are so useful for us today. We live in an equally divided country. We're facing similarly tough issues. And this book, I think, helps us remind ourselves what we can do together to help all Americans reach their dreams.
It's the truth. I mean, look what was going on in 1968. Drug problem, disenchanted youth, political upheaval, right? 50 years ago, we're still in the same place.
All of those problems, the issues of opportunity, economic opportunity and jobs, poverty, race, war and peace, all of those issues from 1968 are still the pivotal issues of our time. And I think that Kennedy, both in the language he used, in the inspiration he was able to engender in the American public, and even in the specific policy recommendations, echoes very well today and helps to provide a playbook of sorts for folks who want to move America in a different and more positive direction.
We'll settle for positive.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, let's try that. How would, and you know, you, let's start with the disenchanted youth, all right? You yourself had more than a little bit of an accomplishment back there. You worked for the Clinton White House, and you actually helped to create AmeriCorps. And that was intended as a Peace Corps type of thing to inspire young people to serve someone or something greater than themselves. What did RFK have to say about the youth in 1968, the young minds who didn't like the way the country was going then?
Well, let me say that Robert Kennedy was a particular inspiration for me and for President Clinton in conceiving of AmeriCorps, because the idea of a domestic Peace Corps really traces back to Robert Kennedy's leadership and to his time. He was in favor of such a step, and he was pushing towards it before he was killed. And so during the time that I worked with President Clinton and others to create AmeriCorps, we were most deliberately looking back to Kennedy's leadership and time, and we're very proud of the fact that AmeriCorps has now had over 1 million AmeriCorps members and made a significant difference across communities throughout America. Kennedy's appeal was very deliberately to youth, as you say. He spoke on college campuses all over the world. He was constantly challenging young people, not merely catering to them, but enunciating a belief that, as he said, the world's hope is to rely on youth, not a time of life, but a state of mind, a temper of the will, a quality of imagination, a predominance of courage over timidity, of the love and appetite for adventure over the life of ease. And I think that encapsulates what we need in America today and why Kennedy was so appealing in his time to young people around the world.
Well, what happens, though, Rick Allen? Can we find words that Robert F. Kennedy said that will resonate to today when someone is bold enough to speak up to youth and to say, change your ways? You need to get out of yourself. You need to, there is a greater world and a greater calling that you need to aspire to. When people are bold enough to do that, Rick Allen, they're vilified in the society, aren't they? How are there words that RFK had that can change, that could change that, that we might be able to get inspired by?
Well, the quote that I just read you is indeed a quote, youth being not a time of life, but a state of mind.
Yes.
I would first say to you that I believe young people are, in fact, taking leadership roles, and we're seeing it come out of the folks in Parkland and other students around the country, and we're seeing it in a series of other movements that are bringing to the forefront these critical issues and indicating that these young people aren't willing to have those issues kind of swept under the rug yet again. I think that's the spirit of individual responsibility that Kennedy was trying to engender. I'll give you another quote, and he said, "It is simple to follow the easy and familiar path of personal ambition and private gain. It is more comfortable to sit content in the easy approval of friends and of neighbors than to risk the friction and controversy that comes with public affairs. It is easier to fall in step with the slogans of others than to march to the beat of the internal drummer, to make and stand on judgments of your own." But Goethe told us that Faust lost the liberty of his soul when he said to the passing moment, "Stand, thou art too fair." And there would be no surer way for us to lose our liberty and the true meaning of our heritage than to make the same mistake. And each of us will ultimately be judged, and will ultimately judge himself on the extent to which he personally contributed to the life of this nation and to the world society of the kind we're trying to build. That was at the University of Mississippi Law School in 1966.
Wow. Boy, it would be amazing to have those words read to someone of that age today, and just see the reaction. Really amazing. We can all benefit by it. Good time for one more here, Rick Allen. What words for our times from RFK? "We thirst for leadership. We are desperate for a leader. We do not have leaders on either side, in either party." What would RFK say to that, to this situation that we find ourselves? We find ourselves adrift in this society. We lurch from controversy to controversy, crisis to crisis, the cult of personality. It's ridiculous. What would RFK say?
I think a couple of things. First, that it's important to base politics on reason and the search for an answer. Second, that reconciliation is the highest objective of politics and of a community. And third, I'll leave you with this thought. Robert Kennedy said, "It is not easy to know what it means to be an American." But he said, and I quote, "But in part, to be an American means to have been an outcast and a stranger, to have come to the exile's country, and to know that he who denies the outcast and stranger still amongst us, he also denies America." And I think that that's important for us to think about, that shared empathy, those common aspirations. That can guide us. We need to demand a higher degree of leadership from those who would lead us and of ourselves.
No question. RFK, his words for our times, on sale today. And I'm so glad to talk to you about it. Edited, introduced by Rick Allen, the late Edwin O. Guthman. A collection of Robert F. Kennedy's most famous speeches. Thank you so very, very much. All the best to you.
Thanks very much, Bruce. Appreciate it.
All right. Take good care.